Little Glen Lake is known for unpredictable winds and clear blue waters. At times, the lake is turquoise. It sits against glacial dunes that lead to the eastern coast of Lake Michigan. Sarah Litch retired here with her husband, Mike.
It was kind of a toss-up between New England and here. Miss the mountains. But we love the water here. Although there are so many water issues now. I don't know.
Down there, you want to break up?
Those water issues include foreign invasive plants that could take over Little Glen Lake. On a pontoon boat, the Litches zigzag across the lake, raking up aquatic plants at the bottom.
Okay.
There's a big strip of plants along here.
If there are any invaders, they want to find them early. One of the bad guys they're looking for is Eurasian water milfoil. That's a long, thin plant with feather-like green leaves. Another invader is hydrilla. You've probably seen that in aquariums. It's taken over lakes from California to Indiana onto Maine. Both plants grow very quickly. They choke out native fish habitat, and they form a green carpet on the lake surface.
And it can be all, you know, you're trying to boat in all this tangle of aquatic plants or swim. So it just ruins a lake.
These invaders have likely spread from lake to lake across the U.S., hitchhiking, on boats pulled out of one lake and headed for another. So some states, such as Maine and Minnesota, now require boaters to make sure crafts and trailers are free of aquatic nuisances before they drive down the road with them, possibly endangering other lakes. And in those states, officials inspect boats too. But other states, such as Pennsylvania and Michigan, have not taken those steps. And Michigan borders 4 of the 5 Great Lakes. Since the state of Michigan hasn't passed laws to prevent boats from moving invasive species from one lake to another, some local officials have. Sarah Litch designed a local law that requires boats to be washed before they go into local inland lakes, and it easily passed in 2 adjoining communities. So around here, it's a $500 fine if you don't wash your boat. Homeowners provide a free wash station at the main point of entry to Little Glen Lake, a state-owned boat launch. But a few boaters had refused the voluntary local inspections, and that frustrated Sarah Litch enough to fight for the new local laws.
Just to give people that are working at the boat wash a little more backup when they have a refusal, so that they can inform the individual and then take their license if they refuse.
But the local governments might end up in a power struggle with the state agency that controls the boat launch, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. The state agency doesn't like the new law. Jason Fleming, who's with the agency, says the homeowner's boat wash has been successfully running on state property for a decade, but only because the state allows it with special permission.
When we established that with the association, it was based on a voluntary basis, so we'd have to review the terms and language of that agreement.
In other words, if workers at the wash station start reporting boaters to the local sheriff for refusing their services, Fleming says the state might kick them off the state-owned boat launch property. He says a voluntary approach is enough. State officials don't believe this local law applies to the state-owned boat launch. Chris Bizdock is an environmental lawyer. He says state courts have repeatedly ruled that local governments can make laws like this one, and they can enforce them.
The localities have a right to protect these resources, whether they're being accessed through a road end, through a private marina, or through a state facility. The larger question is why the DNR has a problem with it. What would be any good faith, genuine, substantive reason for opposing that?
Scanning the lake from the boat launch, Sarah Litch talks of what to do when, not if, the next invading plant or aquatic animal arrives. She says the best way to protect the lakes is to enforce the local law, to make sure boats don't bring in new invaders. For the Environment Report, I'm Linda Steffen.